get her no matter where I am. Said she couldn't do hard work because she is not stout. Make the biscuits every day and pour the coffee out. Angeline Baker, age of 43, better sugar candy and still won't let me. Angeline Baker, Angeline, I know, should have married Angeline just 20 years ago. Neither black nor brown was the color of stormy skies until the rain came down. 16 horses in my team, leader he was blind. Dream that I'm dying, I saw my Angeline. Angeline Baker, age of 43, fed her sugar candy and she still won't marry me. Angeline Baker, Angeline, I know, should have married Angeline just 20 years ago.
hunger for love. No matter our gender, some go searching online for that one special Valentine. Oh, Tinder a match? Are they wasting their time? Staring at our screens gives us plenty of memes, but electronic love ain't what it seems. First you posted, then ghosted. Who knows their motive? Then you're left high and dry and wondering why. But four-legged love is one for the ages. We give them our hearts and they are sages. Their love's unconditional, they never talk back. They agree with our politics and don't give us flack for our quirks and shortcomings, despite their misgiving. Their misgiving. From felines and turtles, they try not to hurt us. Find a four-legged friend for the best dividends. Best dividends. No sweet smiling faces. Almost never embracing. Understanding our moves without attitude. So I'll stay home and struggle as I learn to uncouple and let go of words and find love on new terms. Love can elude us when our partners confuse us, but our four-legged friends never cease to amuse us. You get the gist. Who gets the first kiss? Is it my sweet talking baby or my four-legged lady? 'Cause four-legged love is one for the ages. We give them our hearts and they are sages. Their love's unconditional, they never talk back. They agree with our politics and don't give us flack for our quirks and shortcomings, despite their misgivings. Their misgivings. From felines to turtles, they try not to hurt us. Find a four-legged friend for the best dividends, best dividends.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers,
where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
got to move. soon. Your time has come. Well, you stick around and linger on. Start thinking about the world to come. Start thinking about the world to come, alright. Start thinking about the world to come.
When you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to.
Then what you're
going
to do is turn onto Marcy
and
Avenue.
Just broke up
and go past the first three
she's
lights,
happy about
and then take
it.
The next left.
I don't really
then drive
think
five
she's
more
happy,
blocks,
but
and you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right.
That's
I'll
what
see
I heard
later
last
tonight.
Night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Schlesig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
In the sea of thoughts thinking, enraptured by the colors of air, I hear your voice speaking at me, same words I interpret differently.
Stretched out in the new Sierra. deny that something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The obvious somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Though at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. All right, I'll just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst enemy. Well, alright, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
Let's dance. some talent. Yeah, you know what I mean. I don't know what you got on your mind. I don't know what you're leaving behind. I don't care if it's a wedding or a wake. Just take your lives in your hands and there's someone waiting on you. Get up and do what you do. You won't regret it at all. Just get up off your ass and dance. Everybody, let's dance. Come on, dance, let's dance. Make this a party.
Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and